If someone you love is struggling with their mental health, you don't have to struggle alone. Call or text 988 to get resources and support from trained crisis counselors who can help you help them. 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. Hope has a new number.
This is Dream Power Radio, the place where your dreams turn into reality. Here is your host, Debbie Spector Weissman.
Hello, 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 and welcome to Dream Power Radio on the amazing Women and Men of Power Network, the world's leading positive programming network powered by Raven International. I'm your host, Debbie Spector Weissman, the Dream Coach. This is a show where we talk about dreams, both daytime and nighttime dreams, and how you can use them to make the internal shift to a life you love. And as always, I'm here to help you understand your dreams. So if you've got a dream that's got you stumped, email me at debbie@dreampowerradio.com. I can help you understand your dream or answer any general questions you may have about dreams. So again, you can email me at debbie@dreampowerradio.com. Well, living your dream life is not only about increasing the joy in your life. The next step is finding ways to pay it forward, to help others achieve their own hopes and dreams. That's exactly what my guest today, Tess Cacciatore, has done. Tess is the founder of GWEN, the Global Women's Empowerment Network, whose mission is to utilize the power of technology and multimedia to enable people to share their stories and transform their lives. Welcome to Dream Power Radio, Tess.
Thank you so much. It's good to see you again. I love that you have this show. Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, you're quite welcome. Tess, not everyone is ready to pay it forward like you had. What made you decide to create GWEN?
Well, that's a long journey question and answer, but I guess in short, it started off with me doing work when I was a teenager, doing give back when I was in high school, living in Des Moines, Iowa. Our high school, Catholic high school, had us do all these different programs, and I got really in touch with working with young kids and special needs at a very early age, and it transpired into having another foundation as well, World Trust, in 1993. GWEN became this culmination of being able to take my story to the next level. I released my book, Homeless to the White House, in 2018 in June. And it was the part of where we start to think about our power of revealing our pains and our stories so that we can heal. So Reveal the Heal is our big hashtag. And I just wanted to give a place, a safe place for people to be able to talk about their programs, their lifestyles, and most importantly, the trials and tribulations and their abuses that they've gone through in life. And to be able to give a safe place for men and women, just because we have women in the title of the name of the organization, we do GWEN with the men. I always have to say that because it's important to do it for humanity.
Well, why do you feel it's so important for women and men to share their stories?
Well, we're in this together. I think that men and women bring a beautiful synergy together. That's why God provided us with both sides of the spectrum. And I think it's really important, especially in today's age. I love the Me Too movement and what's happened with the women empowerment. I think it's absolutely fantastic. And in addition to that, I really feel like it's a time for men to be able to tell their stories as well. There's been a lot of people in our group. We have GWEN men. There's a lot of men in our team and on our staff that are coming to the place where we need to empower one another. We need to nurture one another. And we need to realize that there's men that are abused as well. And so I feel like GWEN can be a voice for men so that we can come together and really understand what the other side is saying. There's abuses on both sides. So I really think it's really important for the healing to have both sides to come together. And of course, to nurture our children is really important. I believe through our programs and through our missions and our workshops that we're going to be able to empower more children. I've been working with children since 1993. It's really important for the healing of the children because they get to stand up, have their voices heard, and they get to stop the cycle of abuse because abuse is generational. We take on the abuse and the habits of our parents and our ancestors. So if you know a world that is not of abuse and bad language and putting yourself down or whatever, you don't go to school and become a bully. You don't become an abuser in your adult life or in your older years. You become someone who's a genuine human that's filled with love and life and purpose and passion, and really realizing that we're on this path as our own journey, but as a collective humanity. So it's important for us to be able to work across the aisle, so to speak, with all genders, all forms of life, and to really nurture ourselves and our children so the cycles of abuse can stop.
Abuse of women is really, it's an awful situation. What steps can women do to end the cycle of abuse, to actually take control of their lives and get out of a situation like that?
So there's several signs that one can look for if you're in an abusive relationship. There's the ones where you don't feel safe. There's the ones where you don't feel like you've been heard. There's especially when you start to feel like you're into the relationship and you're not operating as if you are yourself. You might be insulted by your partner. You might be sequestered and told not to go out with your friends or don't see your family members. If you start to feel like you're being isolated and someone's controlling your life, that's a good sign that you're in an abusive relationship, because a healthy relationship should be able to allow and encourage nourishing relationships around you, whether they're your girlfriends, your boyfriends, your family members. You know, an abusive relationship will often sequester you. This is what's happened in my own life. I can speak from experience that I had to look back and see the signs and put them up as roadmaps for other people to recognize them so that they could see that there are traditional signs. It's not the same in every way, but there's certain goalposts that you can look at. And if you feel not safe, you feel, especially if it's verbal abuse, if they start to insult you, they start to make you feel bad for the way you dress, the way you talk, the way you act in public, those are also signs. So you want to really make sure that you're in a healthy relationship. And if you're not, you can do a variety of things. You can go get counseling. You know, perhaps if you really love this person, obviously, maybe they'll be willing to go to counseling to see that maybe their patterns from what they were taught as a child could be broken. And if they're willing and able and have the tool sets to learn how to get rid of that abuse, that's really worth the try. If it's turned into emotional and verbal abuse that's turned into physical, then it's really important to be able to get out of the relationship. If the counseling hasn't worked, if interventions haven't worked, if communication hasn't worked, then you need to figure out a safe way to leave. But I do want to talk about the Gwen Alert within this interview, because it's the reason why we created the Gwen Alert, and that just recently came out. So I want to make sure I put a pig in that and be able to talk about it.
Well, I was going to ask you about the Gwen Alert. It was one of my next questions. So can you explain what it is and how that helps people, why it's so important?
Yes, thank you. Thank you for that question. So the Gwen Alert for me began in 2012. A very dear friend of mine introduced me to Brad Zutaut, and Brad and I just sat down and started mapping out what would this alert be that could give a safe place for people to tell their close members or their friends and family that they're in trouble. So the original version was you load up your Gwen 5. It's five of your trusted family and friends, and you load it up into the app. And if you're ever in an emergency, you push a button and it sends an instant text message that says, Debbie's in trouble, she needs your help, and here's the location she's at. And we got great response. We really concentrated on domestic violence and campus safety at the time. Now, during that time, I always feel like I'm a little farther advanced than when technology can grow up, because I saw where technology was going and I wanted to have video and voice activation. So fast forward to just this last couple of months, which we're in August of 2019, for those of you who are listening to this in the future, we launched the Gwen Alert version 2. So we still have the same Gwen 5. We still have the ability to have that instant text message. But one of the things that we were able to do was to put video surveillance. So when you push that Gwen Alert, you're instantly being videotaped of your surroundings. And the great part of this is that it doesn't stay on your phone. It goes straight to our safe servers in our cloud that you can retrieve if you need to for evidence. So if you're in a domestic violence relationship, for instance, a lot of times your abuser will be watching your phone. They'll be watching every move. They'll be watching who you're talking to. So this is very covert in the sense that you won't be able to find any video on your phone. And we will save it for you if you need. You have the option to save or delete the file. And we encourage everyone that if it isn't a dire emergency or you don't need it for evidence, to delete the file so that we have plenty of space on our server to be able to have space for other people that might need it. The other cool features that we have is a video button. If you're walking to your car late at night, if you're on campus in between classes and you're walking and you feel unsafe, anytime that you feel unsafe, you know, in this day and age, we have a lot of places in public where you don't feel safe. You can push the video button and it records everything. So this is kind of a precursor to pushing the Gwen alert. You're saying, okay, I don't feel safe. Nothing's happening yet. My intuition is kind of tickling me. Let's see if we can put the video surveillance up. You then at the end of that time have an option to save or delete. We also have a non-emergency text message, which I love. This feature is the ability to text your five people in an instant, and it might say something like, I just landed in Spain. I'm on my way to the hotel. Everything is great so far. I'll keep you posted. Or it could be, I'm going on a blind date, and this is the person's name. This is where we're going to be. If you don't hear from me by 11, contact me. And then you can educate your friends, your Gwen 5, about, you know, hey, I'm going to text you back and say, I'm home, I'm safe, I'm okay, or the date is going great. It's just a way for you to discreetly communicate with your Gwen 5 and let them know how you are. Then we have now a new feature where you can push a button, you're directly connected to 911. So when you're sending out to your Gwen 5 in this place of emergency, what's really great is you have five people that can come to your rescue where you're at the same time call 911. So you have five iterations of people calling to say, hey, my friend, my family member is in trouble. They're at this location. And it gives a lot of support into one direction. A lot of times when we're in major cities like we are, then we have the problems of time of getting through to 911 because it takes a long time to respond, or maybe it's even a remote area of the country. But if you have five people calling for that one call, there's a good indication that you're going to have some, you know, safe response. Also, in our times of need, in conclusion to this whole diatribe of the Gwen Alert, is that we unfortunately have much more use for the Gwen Alert than we have in the past. So not only is it about domestic violence and campus safety, where one in four young women are sexually assaulted during their time on campus, and we're coming into the new school year, so we want to bring that out to the college campuses, but also think about the increase of natural disasters. If you're in an earthquake or hurricane and you happen to click your Gwen 5 and you see, you know, there's a mass destruction of a building or whatever, you know, you can go to the authorities and say, I got a ping from my relative or my friend and I know they're in there because we got the Gwen alert. So I can tell you exactly where they are. So search and rescue can be able to respond to that accordingly. And as well, in the horrific times we're living in with hate crimes and public shootings, and, you know, in the United States, just two within 24 hours ago, 24 hours apart happened last weekend. And of course, we're in August 2019 in the future, but just this morning, in fact, there was a false alarm in Times Square and thousands of people were dashing in panic because we're living in such an edgy world. So if we can have the safety tool in the palm of our hand and stay connected to our family members, I think it would be really a great tool to have. And the best part of it is you could go on your smartphone, go to the App Store and download it, and it's free. So that's my question.
How do people get the Gwen alert? You say it just, you get it.
Yes, you go to your Apple Store or your Google Play and you go and put Gwen Alert into the system, into the search button, and then you see our little lotus icon and you click on it, download it, and it will instantly prompt you to go through all the stages. So obviously you go into your Gwen 5, it connects you to your contact list inside your phone. So I'm going to pick Debbie and I'm going to pick Sue and I'm going to pick Mom and I'm going to pick Dad and I'm going to pick my husband. And you put those five people in and it's right from your contact list. So it's very easy to just plop right in. And the good thing is you can switch them out at any time. So if you're traveling overseas and you happen to have people that are in your contact list that you're staying with in London, for instance, you can swap out a couple people so that you have local people within it as well. So it's very interchangeable. It's very easy, very simple features. And the best part of it is we want to keep it free for forever. So the more people we get downloaded and the more people that are putting the word out there, the best way that we can be able to get sponsors and people that can help support this effort, because it's really a very beautiful tool. And the intention behind it is to keep us safe and not to instill fear, but to instill confidence and safety.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it is a wonderful tool and it's amazing. Technology today enables us to be able to create something like this that provides a sense of secure, not only, you know, the aid that's there, but a sense of security for you when you're out and about, especially if you're out and about and alone.
Yes.
Yes. With that, we are going to take a short break here. We are speaking with the founder of Gwen, Tess Cacciatore on Dream Power Radio. We'll be right back.
What do Thomas Jefferson, Elias Howe, and Paul McCartney have in common? They all understood the value of dreams, and as a result, the ideas, inventions, and creations from their dreams affect us to this day. What great ideas are you leaving on your pillow at night? Sign up for a complimentary consultation at my website, thedreamcoach.net, and discover why your dreams are a terrible thing to waste.
Welcome back to Dream Power Radio with your host, Debbie Spector Weissman.
Yes, welcome back to Dream Power Radio. I'm your host, Debbie Spector Weissman, and we're talking with the founder of Gwen, Tess Cacciatore. Tess, you're talking about Reveal to Heal, which is where people can share their stories with you. Can you give me some examples of some stories that have really touched you?
Oh my gosh, that every day I'm getting calls and stories, and of course everyone is staying confidential, but one story is really special to my heart. She actually was a guest on my radio show, and she came as a disguised name because her story is very current, relevant, and she could be in danger if she gets exposed. And this is a dear person that has become a friend of mine, and I call her one of my Gwen gals. Her story began when she was age 4, and she was raped by her father. And it got worse from down there. That isn't bad enough, but as the story continues, she was continually sexually assaulted, not only by her father, but her mother actually sold her to men in town for money. And around age 12, her father committed suicide, and then her mother would then marry one of the Johns. And he just makes me shudder every time I think of him, because what he did was he took these 4 kids, she's the eldest, and moved them to a 40-acre farm in Iowa, where I'm appalled by this, because I grew up in Des Moines, Iowa. I grew up in the most beautiful, loving, safe communities. We kept keys in our cars and our doors unlocked. And to think that just 2 hours away in the middle of this nowhere farm town was a house on 40 acres where this man sequestered his evil wife and these 4 innocent children. And because she was the oldest, she took the brunt of all of it. And when she asked him, why did we move here? He said, because I don't want the neighbors to hear you scream at night. That is just the tip of the iceberg of this woman's story. He actually went back to the place where she was tortured, and just this week went back and took pictures and texted them to me. And it's horrific to see how people treat one another. I am so appalled of the abuses that are going on. So I feel like that's my purpose and my passion, to be able to not only tell my own story, but to me, it pales in comparison to all the other stories that are out there. So I have to really, you know, go through that whole quagmire of emotions. Like, well, who am I to tell my story when there's much worse out there? Well, I had to go through that doesn't matter. You know, we're not grading and rating these stories. They're all horrific, and how can we heal? So the reveal to heal, it came through this whole process of being able to reveal our story, to really reveal our inner truth and get to the inner beauty and to love ourselves. Self-love, self-reliance, self-empowerment is really the cornerstones of what we are going for. So ideally, within the next year, we're going to have this dream platform that I've been wanting to do for a long time where people will be able to upload and tell their stories. I think we started this about 4 years ago and a lot of people weren't ready to tell their stories. But I think with technology and the way people are actually feeling more confident through social media to reveal their stories, I believe that that's going to be the way that we can heal and to really be compassionate and empathic and be patient with other people. And when people are acting out and acting up, how do we take that off and just give some space for people to breathe and to be in that loving, forgiving process. So Reveal the Heal is our hashtag. Reveal the Heal is the name of our campaigns and all kinds of wonderful things.
Yeah, and isn't just sharing that story, sharing anybody's story, like the first step that has to be taken in order to start that healing process, to just get all of those feelings that are bottled up out into the open?
Absolutely, Debbie. That's a great point. And that's what the process would be like if you were to go to a therapist or a life coach or someone that you trust. It's really about getting down to the basics of what is that story. And a lot of people have trouble to, where do I begin? It's such a spider web of emotions and things that are tangled up and that one unlayers the other layer that unlayers the other layer. So what we do in our workshops is to be able to begin the journaling process. The journaling process is one safe place because you know it's just you and your pad and pen and you and your voice recorder if you want to do voice, you know, rather than writing things down, or you and your computer, just really being able to get it out and just channel it all out on paper and then begin the process of healing. And there's many steps in between. It's not just you write it down and whoop, there you go. It's a lot of process. It's a lot of work. And it takes a lot of courage and a lot of strength and a conviction that you want to heal and be better.
Yeah. And one of the things that I find, you know, wonderful about Gwen is that it is a community. And a lot of times people, you know, being in that community gives them the courage to speak out if they're not feeling alone anymore.
It's most important to know that you are not alone, no matter what you've gone through, no matter how rare or horrible you think it is. And it can be rare and horrible, but you're not alone. There's people that have had similar experiences. And when I took that 8-year process to write my book, I thought, well, who am I to share my story? But I've gotten so many calls and emails and people reaching out to me saying, thank you so much for sharing your story. Because it allowed me to know that I was in an abusive relationship and I needed to get out. Or I realized that the school bully that taunted me through my childhood was actually being dreadfully abused back home. So we really get to open up as a community and we want to build this safe family. It's the Gwen family. We consider everyone that's a part of our social media networks that we want to deliver positive messages in the world of inundated horrible news. Yes, we have to be aware with what's going on. Yes, we have to be aware with what's going on politically so we take the power to get to the voting booths and take charge of our lives. But in our private, vulnerable, and most precious moments, we as Gwen need to provide these safe places for people to be able to share.
The first word in Gwen is global. So I'd like you to talk a bit about what efforts that you are doing worldwide in terms of education and other services for women around the world.
Global is such a big word. And I always often in my prayers to God say, why did you give me global? Why couldn't you give me local Women in Power Empowerment Network? Because it is daunting. Would we love to reach 7.2 billion people? Yes. Can we do it one bite of the apple at a time? Yes. So we do have women that are Gwen luminaries from around the world in over 25 countries so far that are working with us to be able to be instilled with the empowerment tools and be able to work within their local communities. We're working on building some entrepreneurial scholarship funds where we can take women that are in developing countries and be able to provide them with education and different kinds of job resources, and to help them as local artisans to get out on the global scale. So I'm a very big proponent of collaboration. So instead of recreating the wheel, we're working with different organizations that are building schools in Mexico and in Kenya, and working on education programs and renewable energies in Ghana, and education and advice and leadership with kids that are having cancer in India. We just got 2 awards on a film that we worked on collaboration with Ruhi Ha called Got Cancer. And that is a whole campaign about raising money to give to kids that are going through cancer treatments in India. And then it will be obviously in other countries and continents as well. So it's really about networking, about inviting people in, and those people that have their own organizations. You know, if you want to start an or your own organization, we want to give you the ability and the empowerment to do so. If you want to start your own chicken farm to be able to provide eggs for your village, or a sustainable garden that brings healthy food or water, we use the Sawyer water filters that we brought to many villages and schools throughout Africa, where we can bring and provide clean water to different places that don't have access to that. So there's a variety of examples and a variety of places, and the bigger that we can get, the bigger that the community that we can grow, the more on the ground and boots on the ground people that we'll have that will be able to anchor this globally. So it's a daunting life in that sense, but it's so exciting, and I see that things are coming together even faster than ever before right now. So I'll be able to share more good news in the near future.
Oh, wonderful. And talking about sharing things and growing things, Gwen has expanded throughout the media, with TV and film and radio, music, books, etc. Can you talk a little bit about what you're doing in those areas?
Oh, yes. Well, as I mentioned, Got Cancer got awards in the Las Vegas News Festival last week. We're working on a TV series, an original scripted series called My Sweet Life, which is, I'm shooting this every week, and we're just doing it grassroots, and we're getting it done, and we have the most amazing cast and crew. And that, through a TV series reaching into a mainstreaming platform, which we'll be able to announce soon, we'll be able to get into the commercial mainstream the way that other TV shows are reaching, but infiltrate in a way that we're bringing social awareness, we're bringing light on topics of depression and mental anguish and sexual assault in a way that is not gory and, you know, not authentic, but really being able to provide a place for people at the end of the show, find resources that are going to be able to do something that's good. We're doing a feature film coming up in 2010 that I'll be able to talk about soon. So there's utilizing that way to be able to give that creative expression a voice. And our Reveal to Heal conferences are launching this October too. So that's going to be very exciting, because that will be a segue for people that want to become authors, and that will serve our Gwen Books division for authors.
Good. So how can people find out about this conference? How can they find out more about Gwen and about you?
So on August 20th, I think by the time this airs, we'll have our tickets up online. Gwen.global is our website. It's not Gwen.global.com. It's just Gwen.global. Global is a new extension on the website. So I'm really excited to reveal our new branding, reveal our new website. And on that page and in that site, you'll be able to find out more about that information, as well as the Gwen Alert and other programmings. Our Gwen Global Reveal to Heal Summit starts off in Phoenix, Arizona, October 11th, 12th, and 13th. And we'll have tickets on sale. We'll have a closed down date, because we want to be able to provide some time for the participants to be able to meet each other on a Zoom call and break down into smaller groups, so we can really get down to business when we get together in person. But that weekend is packed with a lot of really important information and hands-on activities. And it's not going to be a bunch of talking heads on a panel. It's going to be really, really down to the ground really good work for people to reveal. And Saturday night, October 12th, we're going to be doing our Gwen Luminary Awards, where we're going to be honoring amazing individuals that are doing work in the world. So we'll have a big gala that night, and it's going to be very exciting. It's downtown Phoenix. Marriott is the most amazing partner that we have, and we're going to be doing that through the Renaissance Downtown Phoenix Hotel. And so sign up for this conference. If it's too late by the time you've heard this and we're closed out, we're going to be doing it every October and March. October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, Anti-Bullying Month, Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and March is Women History Month. So we took those 2 months out of the calendar, and we're going to do a three-day summit in each of those months during the year. So next March, I believe we're going to be in Los Angeles, and then the following October we'll be in Miami, and then the following March, which will be 2021, believe it or not, will be in New York, in alignment with the Commission on the Status of Women at the United Nations, which is a conference that I go to every year. So a lot to absorb, a lot to take in, but, you know, one bite of the apple at a time, I always say, and we'd love to have you be a participant in our conference.
Well, Gwen, Tess. Well, Tess, I don't know.
Get called Gwen, no worries.
I don't know how you have the time to do it all, but the world thanks you for everything that you're doing for women. And
I have a great team in place and people like you that help us put the word out. It's people like you. So yes, thank you. And you can call me Gwen.
Well, thank you for being on Dream Power Radio today. We've been speaking with social activist, entrepreneur, and the founder of Gwen, Tess Cacciatore. I hope you've enjoyed today's program. Until next time, this is Debbie Spector Weissman saying, sweet dreams, everybody.
You've been listening to Dream Power Radio with your host, Debbie Spector Weissman. For more information on Debbie or to sign up for her newsletter, go to dreampowerradio.com. This has been Dream Power Radio on the amazing Women and Men of Power Network, the world's leading positive programming network, powered by Raven International.